In this bulletin, Liberal Party MPs vote to toughen rules around leadership changes, and in football, Australian Samantha Kerr loses out in the inaugural Women's Ballon d'Or award. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann says Australian voters can finally be confident the Liberal Prime Minister they elect will be the one that leads the party. In last night's emergency meeting, the party room decided an elected Prime Minister will remain as leader for a full term. From now on, a two-thirds party room majority will be necessary to trigger a change in leadership. Senator Cormann says the changes will help restore Australia's faith in the party, but he has denied the meeting caught Liberal MPs by surprise.
The leadership group has been discussing this for some time. We had a meeting of the ministry last night, and overwhelmingly the view of the ministry was once this change was adopted unanimously that it was important to take it to the party room as soon as possible. And we obviously did not want the party room to find out about this proposal through the media. We wanted to take the party room into our confidence at the earliest opportunity.
Meanwhile, Deputy Labor Leader Tanya Plibersek says the changes only highlight the instability of the Morrison government.
If Scott Morrison was really interested in stability, he would explain why he knifed Malcolm Turnbull, or he wouldn't have done it in the first place. Nothing says stability like an emergency meeting of the Liberal Party in the dead of night. And this government is now reached such a crisis in the government that nobody believes that a simple rule change will actually bring certainty to the federal Liberal Party.
New South Wales police have arrested a 39-year-old man in connection with an investigation into a terrorism hit list found in a notebook at a Sydney university earlier this year. 10 Daily is reporting he is Arslan Khawaja, the brother of Australian cricket star Usman Khawaja. Police say the man was arrested at Parramatta this morning and is being questioned in relation to the alleged attempt to pervert justice and forgery, making a false document. Sri Lankan-born PhD student Muhammad Kamir Nizamuddin was earlier this year charged with a terror-related charge after his notebook was handed to police. The charges were dropped in October and he was released when a handwriting expert could not prove he had written it. By the philanthropic Scanlan Foundation has found that while 4 in 5 Australians see benefits to immigration, a rising number think the intake is too high, up from 37% last year to 43% in the 2018 survey. And the 2018 Mapping Social Cohesion survey finds more than half of Australians consider the current intake of migrants either good or too low. The survey canvassed the views of 1,500 randomly chosen Australians on issues such as social cohesion, immigration and population. Researcher Andrew Marcus from Melbourne's Monash University says while the survey is national, more people in New South Wales thought immigration should be cut.
There's more concern about the level of immigration. It's gone up to 43%. But they're certainly picking up more concern in New South Wales than in Victoria, which in some ways is surprising because Victoria is the state, and Melbourne in particular, with the highest level of immigration.
The survey also found 82% of respondents believe immigrants improve Australian society by bringing in new ideas and cultures, and 80% thought immigration was good for the economy. Australian Samantha Kerr has lost out to a Norwegian in the inaugural Women's Ballon d'Or award. Forward Ada Hegerberg, a three-time Women's Champions League winner with French side Lyon, was named the world's best female player of 2018 in a Paris ceremony. Matilda's striker Kerr, who has won a series of awards, including the ESPY Award for Best International Women's Soccer Player, finished fifth in a voting. Hegerberg called the award a huge step for women's football. Meanwhile, Real Madrid and Croatia midfielder Luka Modric was named the winner of the men's award, breaking Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi's decade-long hold. Let's look at the weather at the moment. In Perth, it's cloudy and 24. In Adelaide, mostly sunny and 27. In Melbourne, it's also cloudy and 20 degrees. More cloud for Hobart and 19. Sunny in Canberra, 27. In Wollongong, partly cloudy and 22. In Sydney, similar conditions and 24, more cloud for Newcastle, 25 degrees, a late shower or two in Brisbane and 30. In Cairns, also a shower or two and 35, and it's partly cloudy in Darwin. 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.